Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 20. Hello, 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese. 我叫 Mark.
你好，我叫 Crystal. 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese.
很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
太好了 ，Mark.
We are delighted to be back, and I am delighted that we have reached the halfway point in our course because this is episode 20, and for the past 20 lessons, I've been learning some Chinese, and I feel, although I don't feel in any way fluent, I definitely feel that things are going well and that I now can cope with Chinese in a variety of situations.
So you think that when you travel to China eventually one day, you should be able to use some of the knowledge that you have acquired during this lesson in China?
Absolutely, yeah. I think given the fact that we've been covering various topics, we've talked about introducing yourself and looking at the way in which you can talk about yourself and give information about yourself. We've also been talking about some practical things like, checking into hotels and dealing with ordering food and drink and so on, and also dealing with the language. I guess that some of those topics are some of the most important. But over the past 20 lessons, we've obviously focused on these topics, and there will be more after lesson 20. We're looking forward to that. Yep. But for now, in this lesson, we are going to be, in a sense, rounding off lots of what we've been covering from the past 20 lessons, because we're going to be doing some conversations which bring in a lot of those topics.
How?
Okay, so at this point, my standard question is, 准备好了吗?
准备好了,开始吧。
开始吧。Okay, Crystal, tell us about our first conversation. We've got two people. I'm going to be playing the part of the customer.
I'm going to be the waitress.
Okay, so this is in a restaurant, and we'll be hearing lots of the language that we have already learned for that kind of scenario of ordering food, asking for menus and so on. So let's get started. We'll do this conversation twice.
Okay.
One time through, we'll do it a little bit slower, and then we'll do it at a more normal speed. Now, obviously, I'm the learner here, so I may make some mistakes. Hopefully, I won't make too many. Okay, let's begin then.
你好，
你好，
几个人？
一个，
这边请。
谢谢。有英文菜单吗？
对不起，没有。
有鸡肉炒面吗？
有的。
太好了，我想要鸡肉炒面。
没问题。
我可以要一瓶冰啤酒吗？
好的。给，这是你的鸡肉炒面，这是你的冰啤酒。
谢谢。你好，请买单。
给，一共29元。
可以刷卡吗？
对不起，不可以，只能付现金。
没问题。
谢谢。
谢谢，再见。
再见。
Okay, let's think about what's going on here. I'm obviously out for a meal myself. Maybe I'm on a business trip to China or something like that. And I am ordering some food and a drink as well. So we're going to do this again. Perhaps we can listen out for a couple of things. First of all, the food that I ordered, which is something that we've come across before. Also the drink that I ordered. And maybe there's one other thing I asked at the end about paying. And when I ask about paying, there's perhaps a slight problem in the sense that I'm not able to pay the way that I'm proposing to pay.
Mm.
Okay, let's do it again. This time, a little more normal speed.
Okay.
Okay, I'll probably not really be more normal speed, but Crystal definitely will be normal speed. Okay, which is probably exactly the way it would happen if we were in a restaurant and I was ordering my food. Okay, let's go.
你好。
你好。
几个人？
一个。
这边请。
谢谢。有英文菜单吗？
对不起，没有。
有鸡肉炒面吗？
有的。
太好了，我想要鸡肉炒面。
没问题。
我可以要一瓶冰啤酒吗？
好的。给，这是你的鸡肉炒面， 这是你的冰啤酒。
谢谢。你好，请买单。
给，一共29元。
可以刷卡吗？
对不起，不可以，只能付现金。
没问题。
谢谢。
谢谢，再见。
再见。
Okay, let's now go back through this. We won't spend too long on it because lots of it you'll already get. We started in the restaurant. I had arrived at the restaurant and Crystal, as the receptionist at the restaurant, asked me,
几个人?
So how many people? And I'm eating on my own, so I said one person.
一个.
And listen to the tones there.
一个.
Normally the word for one would be
一.
But here, because it's followed by that fourth tone on the g, it becomes a second tone, 一个. Okay, and so the waitress then said, come this way.
这边请.
And then I had a question. My question was, 有英文菜单吗?
Do you have an English menu?
Yeah, so 菜单, that's the meal list, or the literal translation of that?
Meal list.
Meal list, okay, yes, yeah, so good. So do you have an English menu? And unfortunately, the answer was?
对不起,没有.
So 没有, that's the negative form of 有, 没有, we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. In that case, I wanted to know if they had a particular dish, and that dish was?
鸡肉炒面.
So we've talked about this many times. It's the chicken 炒面, which is, of course, chicken and fried noodles. 鸡肉炒面. And they did have that. Mm-hmm. So I said, that's great. I would like to have chicken fried noodles. So let's hear how we would say that.
我想要鸡肉炒面.
And that 想要 is something we've come across many times. I would like to have. And we can use 想 with other verbs mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. I would like to go, for example.
我想去.
Or I would like to see.
我想看.
And we recognize these verbs now because we've seen them in lots of situations. Mm-hmm. Here, 我想要, I would like to have 鸡肉炒面, chicken and fried noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't a problem.
没问题.
I also asked for something to drink.
一瓶冰啤酒.
So 一瓶, one bottle of 冰啤酒. That was iced beer.
Yes.
Okay. And that was not a problem. And then the waitress brought my food and my drink.
给，这是你的鸡肉炒面，这是你的冰啤酒。
Okay, that's all straightforward. 这是, this is your chicken 炒面, and this is your iced beer. And then having eaten my meal very quickly, of course, I asked for the bill.
请买单。
So can I pay the bill, please? And the waitress gave me the bill and she told me how much it was. Listen again to how much it is altogether.
一共二十九元.
So altogether, 二十九, that's 29
mm-hmm.
yuan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I wanted to pay by credit card. And so I asked,
可以刷卡吗?
Okay, a common phrase that we've heard many times now, but it wasn't possible.
对不起,不可以.
So you can't, 不可以. What's the other word for can? Could we use, is it 能?
Yes, you can use 能 as well.
Okay, and we actually use 能 in the next part because the answer that you gave was, sorry, you can't, you can pay by cash only.
Yeah.
Let's hear that part.
只能付现金。只, only,
mm-hmm.
能, can, 付 is to pay,
现
金,
yeah.
is cash.
Cash, okay, so is that different, I'm thinking of buying and selling, not paying, that would be 买 and
买. Yeah, is that.
Okay, yeah. But 付 is
to
pay. Okay, mm-hmm. 只能付现金,
mm-hmm.
so 现金 is the cash part.
对对.
Okay, so you can only pay by cash.
对.
However, that wasn't a problem. I obviously had plenty of cash with me. 没问题. And then the end of the conversation. We thanked each other and I left and a full stomach and I enjoyed my iced beer, no doubt. Okay, so that is a great example of a very common situation where you would be having something simple to eat, something to drink and using your Chinese to do so. Let's change things a little now because we've got another conversation for you. And this time, well, we've changed the place. Can you tell us in Chinese where this is going to be taking place?
北京火车站。
Beijing 火车站。
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Beijing train station. Now, is that Nanjan? Beijing South?
Depends where you're going.
Well, I think if we're going from Beijing to Shanghai, then it would be Beijing South Station.
Beijing 南站.
Yeah, you can see that I've been doing a little bit of research. Yeah. Hopefully at some point in the not too distant future, I will be making some further arrangements. But at the moment, we're thinking about Beijing 南站, for going to Shanghai from Beijing. Now, the other thing is, will we be taking Gaotie, wrong tones there. Gaotie, the bullet train. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Let's have a listen to this conversation because I'm going to be booking train tickets because we need to do that in advance to go from Beijing to Shanghai. Let's begin first through the conversation fairly slowly. Mm-hmm. 你好。
你好。
请买两张从北京去上海的火车票。
没问题，哪天的？
九月十八号，星期一。
几点钟？
早上七点一刻。
请问你要硬座还是软座？
软座，谢谢。
两张软座火车票一共1866元。
可以刷卡吗？
可以。
谢谢，再见。
再见。
Okay, good stuff. There we have another conversation. And in this one, I am buying my train tickets. In fact, I'm looking for two tickets from Beijing to Shanghai. And we gave some dates, well, the date of travel. And you also asked me about the type of ticket that I was wanting. And we looked at that in the last lesson. We were talking about hard seats and soft seats. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I went for some comfort this time, didn't I? 软座. What's the hard seat?
硬座.
硬座. But this time I decided to go for 软座, a soft seat. Okay, we then had a price, quite a complicated price in terms of counting. And then once again, this time I was able to pay by a card because probably I wouldn't have had that kind of cash handy. Okay, let's listen to the conversation again. This time, once again, a little more close to normal speed.
Okay.
And again, with the noise of the station behind us, it might be a little more complicated to understand this. Let's have a go. 你好。
你好。
请买两张从北京去上海的火车票。
没问题。哪天的？
九月十八号，星期一。
几点钟？
早上七点一刻。
请问你要硬座还是软座？
软座，谢谢。
两张软座火车票，一共1866元。
可以刷卡吗？
可以。
谢谢，再见。
再见。
Now, of course, when a price is quoted to you, the chances are you will probably see that price on the cash register. Or indeed, what often happens when you're traveling is that someone will get the calculator out and put the price in and will show you that. But nonetheless, hopefully you got that price there. Let's hear the price one more time.
1866元.
So we've got 1000, which is 1000.
Yep.
800. Liu Shu Liu 66.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go back through our whole conversation here and make sure that we're understanding everything. So my question was, or my request was, Qing Mai Liang Zhang Song Beijing Chu Shanghai de Huo Chu Piao. So we know that the Huo Chu Piao are train tickets.
Yep.
The other parts there?
Song Beijing. 去上海.
So that's from Beijing going to Shanghai that we hear 去, which is the go-to part. Yeah. So 从北京去上海, from Beijing to Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had a counter word in there, a measure word.
张.
张, which is the measure word for?
Ticket.
Tickets. It's anything flat,
yes,
is that right?
Yes. Yeah. For example, paper. 一张纸, a piece of paper.
Okay.
Or a drawing, 一张画.
quoi?
A piece of drawing.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So I actually asked, 请买两张从北京去上海的火车票。So please, can I buy two tickets or two measure word from Beijing to Shanghai tickets or type of tickets because we had a d in there.
Right.
I always like to think of d as type of.
Right.
Okay, so then Crystal, or the person working in the station, asked an interesting question.
哪天的?
Now, I don't think we've come across that whole phrase before. 哪 means?
Which.
And then 天.
Day.
So that's 天 as in the same 天 that we've heard in, remind me the word for...
星期天.
Yeah, so Sunday.
Yeah.
But it's also the same 天 as in 天南门.
Yeah, as in sky or heaven.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So which...day, and then you said duh, so it's of which type of date or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and my answer here was for a particular date.
九月十八号星期一.
So Monday, 星期一, and it was the month of 九月, so the ninth month, September, 十八号. Mm-hmm.And that's 18th date.
Right.
So the 18 day, number 18 day.The 18th of September on Monday. And then the ticket seller asked what time?
几点钟?
There, the 钟, what purpose is the 钟 having there?
钟 means clock.
So it's just like saying what time o'clock.
Yeah.
Does 几点 work on its own?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so we could have 几点or 几点钟.
Right.
So what time?And the time that the train was leaving, or the time that I had booked for, was 早上七点一刻. So that's 七点, that's 7 o'clock, 一刻, 15 minutes past, or a quarter past seven. Okay, and then the question came up of the level of comfort that I was looking for.
请问你要硬座还是软座?
So you want...A soft seat, or well, actually we started with hard seat, 硬座还是软座, or a soft seat. And I went for the soft seat option, 软座. And then we got the price, and we've already spoken about the price, so let's hear it one more time.
两张软座火车票一共一千八百六十六元.
So two measure
pieces,
word, two pieces of the soft seat train ticket altogether, 一共一千八百六十六元, so 1,866 RMB. And then I asked if I could pay by card.
可以刷卡吗?
This time I could, 可以, and that was it. So there, another conversation.
非常好。非常好。
Now, we do have a third conversation in this lesson because we are trying to recapitulate on everything that we've looked at before. And this third conversation is coming up after the break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy.In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Welcome back. Now, in this episode of Coffee Break Chinese, we are reviewing lots of vocabulary we've covered in the various lessons leading up to this one, which takes us to the halfway point in our course. And in our third conversation, we are looking at the topic of checking into a hotel. There are actually a couple of bonus conversations in our bonus lesson this week, which is part of our premium materials. And you can access all of that, of course, at coffeebreakchinese.com. But for now, let's continue with conversation number three, which is at the hotel reception desk. And as usual, we'll take it slowly and then we'll do it more quickly. 下午好,我们预定了一个房间两天。
没问题。 请问你叫什么名字？
我姓 Smith， 叫 John Smith。
你好，史密斯先生，史密斯太太，欢迎来到长城饭店。我可以看你们的护照吗？
当然可以，给。
谢谢。你们的房间是888号房间，这是你们的房卡，电梯在右边。
谢谢，再见。
再见。
Okay, now, I don't know what Mr. and Mrs. Smith did to merit such a lucky room number there. 888, there can't be a more lucky room in the whole hotel, yeah?
That's right.
Okay. Let's listen again, this time a little more normal speed.
下午好,我们预定了一个房间,两间。
没问题,请问你叫什么名字?
我姓 Smith， 叫 John Smith。
你好，史密斯先生，史密斯太太，欢迎来到长城饭店。我可以看你们的护照吗？
当然可以，给。
谢谢。你们的房间是888号房间，这是你们的房卡，电梯在右边。
谢谢，再见。
再见。
Good. Okay. Let's run through this again, because there are a couple of interesting things here, and I have a question for our listeners, but we'll get to that in just a moment. So I had arrived in the hotel in the afternoon. This was Mr. Smith and Mrs. Smith checking in. It sounds like we're checking in under a pseudonym, actually. But let's not go there.
下午好. So good afternoon. 我们预定了一个房间。
So we have booked a room,
一个房间.
And then I said for 2 days,
两天.
So there's that 天 word again. Could we say for 2 nights?
Yes, you could. 两晚.
So 晚 as in 晚安.
Yeah.
Good night. So 两晚. So 2 third tones there, yeah? And the receptionist, Crystal, in yet another role in this lesson.
没问题. No problem. 请问你叫什么名字?
A question we've heard many times. So Mr. Smith introduced himself by saying, 我姓 Smith, 叫 John Smith. The receptionist then welcomed us.
Yeah. 你好,史密斯先生,史密斯太太。欢迎来到长城饭店。
Okay, so welcome Mrs. Smith and Mr. Smith, or Mr. Smith and Mrs. Smith. And then the receptionist welcomed us to the hotel. Now, I wonder if our listeners, here's the question, can work out what the name of the hotel is. Listen again.
长城饭店.
So 饭店, we've come across many times, but 长城, this is a particularly well-known landmark, of course. We've come across it before. It is, of course, the Great Wall. So this is the Great Wall Hotel.
对。
Okay, and then she asked something.
我可以看你们的护照吗?
So if you're listening to a statement like that or a question like that, you're always listening for the keywords. And here, the keyword is
护照,
护照, which is passport. So again, we've come across that verb can before. Can I see? Can is to see. Can I see your, plural, passports?
我可以看你们的护照吗?
Can I see your passports? And I said, of course you can.
当然可以.
So here you are, 给. And then we were given our keys.
你们的房间是888号房间。这是你们的房卡。
So, 你们的房间。So, your room is
是
888 888 号 number 房间 room. So, your room is room number 888. And then
这是你们的房卡。
This is your key card. Or your plural room card. Yeah, 房卡. And then we had one more piece of information.
电梯在右边.
So TNT is the lift, the elevator. TNT 在右边. It's on the right.
对.
Okay, and then we said goodbye and we headed off to our room. There we have it, three conversations based around different topics that we've covered in certainly the past few lessons in Coffee Break Chinese. Now, if you'd like more practice, it's time up for this coffee break, but if you'd like more practice, we have two bonus conversations in our bonus materials. And I'll tell you a little more about that in just a moment. Now, those bonus materials include these two bonus conversations for this lesson, and indeed also lesson notes which explain everything and the video version of our lessons. And many of our customers who have purchased the premium version comment on how useful the video version is. In our videos, you can see both the pinyin and the Chinese characters, so it's helping you get used to seeing those Chinese characters. And of course, they are explained further in the lesson notes. You can find out all you need to know about those materials at coffeebreakchinese.com.
We'd like to know how you feel you're getting on with Coffee Break Chinese. Please let us know what you think by posting a comment either on our website or on Facebook. Just look for this lesson and post your comment there.
This is, of course, Lesson 20, so just look for Lesson 20 Season 1 on our website or on Facebook, and you'll be able to post a comment and let us know what you think so far. Hopefully, you feel as confident as me about using your Chinese. Now, we will be taking a short break before we come back with Lesson 21. That will give you a chance to review these lessons, but we will be back soon with more Mandarin Chinese for you from the Coffee Break team. Until then...
谢谢, 再见!
再见! You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.